I'm actually just looking for tips on how to wear a scarf effectively.
Oh, you don't look at me. I'm not sure myself.
Scarf? I never wore the scarf.
You've never worn one? Or?
Nope.
Wrap it around 3 or 4 times and let the ends hang down in front.
So when you say wrap it around, I have a scarf. I don't have it on. Can you demonstrate this for me?
I put it around my neck with one short end and one long end, and then I wrap around my neck, and then I even up the ends and let the two ends hang in front.
All right. How did you come up with this technique?
Imagination.
I'm looking for tips on how to effectively wear a scarf.
This is an infinity scarf, so it's one piece, so it's very simple. It's a big circle, but it's deep. You just kind of wrap it around, and you don't have, there's no end to it. This is cheating, kind of.
Wear a scarf? Maybe you ask. I don't know. I don't have any idea yet.
You have no idea?
No, I've not worn any. I have not had any.
As a complete newbie, let's find out. I present you with a scarf.
Yeah.
What's your best guess as to how to go about doing this?
I know people just cross it like that. But for me, if I have it, I like to cover it over my nose, because I think the cold hits hard on the nose too, right?
How does that feel?
It feels warm, like this. And it feels good.
Oh, Andrew Curiata on the snowy streets of Prince George. It sounds like people need your help, Andrew. You've been doing some investigating on how to best tie a scarf, and you're with us now in studio. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so what prompted you to go out there and ask people for scarf-wearing tips in the first place?
Well, this happened sort of over the holiday break. I was out cross-country skiing, I was going down a hill, and my scarf started to come off in the wind. And I realized that this happens to me a lot. If I'm biking or I'm jogging or just going for a run or something like that with my scarf on, it's a constant battle to keep it on and at the same time keep it out of the way. And that's because I've never really taken the time to sit down and learn how to wear a scarf properly.
And you're obviously okay with admitting this on the radio.
I am. The first part of solving your problem is admitting that you have it. And as soon as I mentioned that I was going to be doing this story, obviously there was a few sarcastic comments, people saying, would you just put it on your neck and wrap it around? But it's really actually not that simple. As you heard there, I'm not alone in not having a good scarf tying technique. There's people who never worn scarves, or they feel like it's too much trouble, or they just aren't confident with the technique that they do use enough to share that information with other people. So I've admitted I don't know, and that let me start asking questions, and now I feel like I'm here to help.
Okay, the big reveal. What did you find out?
There are a lot of ways to wear a scarf. When I set out, I thought there'd be 3 or 4, maybe like 10 maximum ways to tie one on. But almost everyone that I talked to came up with a different solution. And it's mostly basic variations. You loop it around the front, or maybe you loop it around the back, right? You aim the scarf at the front of your neck. That's where you tie it, and you tie it in the back. Whether you knot it, you drape it, you wear it inside or outside of your coat, tuck it in so it doesn't get out in the way. But you start throwing these variations together, and then you get a little fancier, and you get a lot of different methods.
So what's the total? How many are we talking here?
Well, there's enough. There's this really popular YouTube video. It's called 25 Ways to Wear a Scarf in 4.5 Minutes. But like, if 25 seems like too few for you, there's a website called scarves.net that's put together a knot library. It has over 50 different methods and tutorials for decorating your neck. And these styles range from things like the simple tie, which is just putting the scarf, you put it around the back of your neck, you tie a knot in the front, like the first part of tying your shoe before you do the bow with the rabbit around the hole or the tree. I don't know how you were taught in kindergarten. Then there's more complicated methods. There's the fancy braid, and this one is loop, 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 like you're braiding it. I'm not much for braiding
like
hair or anything.
It.
So
wow.
Yeah, I can't really
nice.
Explain it in detail. There's the double scarf boho tie, the cowboy tie, and the Carmen Miranda, which involves 2 loops and a whole bunch of knots, and it winds up looking like a bowl of grapes. And I'm not.
Oh wow!
No, I'm not yet that confident in my tying. So, those that's just what's out there if you start exploring.
Okay, that does kind of sound like it's for the fashionistas. Who exactly are these tutorials for?
Well, yeah, not surprisingly, most of these are aimed at, I'm going to say they're aimed at women, and because, you know what, women are more willing to experiment with these sort of things and experiment with their style, generally speaking. I did talk to Sasha Mbola, who's a fashion editor for the website askmen.com, about men in scarves, and he thinks that us guys sort of underutilize them.
You know, I think a lot of guys think about the scarf as being mostly functional, but it's really an opportunity to add some life to your look. Take the colors and the prints of a scarf, for example. A lot of guys in the winter are walking around in dark colors. A scarf is a super easy way to add some color. It can really turn a, you know, rather dark and depressing wardrobe into something that pops.
I'm a fan of men in scarves. There, I've said it.
There we go. Yeah, but there's a few comments like that. Now, as opposed to the 50-plus methods out there for women in the basic sites, Sashin really recommends for men that you just learn four styles. There's the Parisian, which is you fold the scarf in half, and I know you can't see me, but that's good because we're on radio, but you fold the scarf in half, you put it around your neck, so you have sort of the looped end in one hand and the two ends in the other hand. And then you take the two ends and just pull them through the loop in the other side, if that makes sense. And then there's the once around.
Think of tying a shoelace. You just want to wrap it around your neck. You want to create a basic knot, and that's it. It creates that undone, very casual look.
And then beyond that, there's a loose once around, which is just the same as a once around but looser, and the twice around, which is more complicated but a warmer version of the once around.
So have you got your go-to now?
Yeah, as much as I appreciate the fashion advice, for me, it really is about function, especially when it's cold. So for that, I went to Liam Iliff, who owns a wildlife outdoor store in Prince George. He skis, snowboards, snowshoes, and I asked him for his preferred method.
Just a single wrap in half and loop through seems to work, keeps it really secure.
What is a wrap in half?
So I take both ends of the scarf and put them together and loop the other end around my hand there and then just loop it through. That loop.
So if you caught that, you fold the scarf in half, both ends together, you've got a loop in the other hand. The method of choice for the outdoors guy is the same one. It's a Parisian loop, the same one recommended by our fashion guy. But maybe this isn't surprising because I asked Liam where he came up with this method. Here's what he said.
Actually, I saw it shamefully in a Jude Law. Jude Law was wearing it that way in a movie once.
Did you study the frame? Did you pause it?
No, I just saw it. I mean, it just seemed really obvious and simple, and I went, oh! And then tried it and went, this is way better than any other way that I've ever worn a scarf.
Love it. So Jude Law has the answer.
Yeah, for me, I had the same reaction as Liam. As soon as I saw this Parisian, it just made sense. So I think that's my new go-to. But as if you heard, there are many, many schools of thought on this. So just experiment, find out what works for you. As for the glasses, that's an entirely different topic. I did a quick bit of research.
We'll have to leave that to our listeners, I think. Right. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
That's Daybreak's Andrew Curiata. Check out our website later for some more tips, cbc.ca/daybreaknorth.